Hi, this is Tim Woodburn, former night cook at Denny's, former roller skating rink DJ. Oh, well, you know my resume. Frank, Dan, Bill, and I are in Europe with about 70 AM and the PM listeners. But if I were here, I would be sponsored by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Since 1942, a third-generation family-owned business specializing in the installation and repair of heating and cooling systems. Heat pumps, water heaters, boilers, and more. With A-plus reviews on Google and every other customer website out there, give them a call, 314-727-9000, or check them out online, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey everybody, this is Bill Clevelin, you know, the guy who's been everywhere and tries to tell you about it each weekday afternoon, but I'm interrupted every 8 seconds. Yeah, that's me. So I'm with Frank and the gang on a cruise in Europe, and I'm rooming with none other than Tim Woodburn. Just kidding, I've totally jumped off the ship by now. So, until I can figure out a way to swim back to the States, let me remind you that my On the Road segment is brought to you each day by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement windows in the United States, and I'm proud to say they're the very windows that I have in my home. To check them out, to learn more, you can go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Yeah, that's a word. We always laugh at that word, but there is nothing funny about actually having diarrhea. I mean, there's nothing funny about it at all. You know, the F-A-R-T thing, that's the universal funny sound, but there's nothing funny about that other thing. Bad. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 20th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's Copper Top, Round Building, Heart of Chesterfield Valley, and a lot of good stuff in there. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you'll find and why you should always check their website. But first, we're going to do this.
Hey!
Okay. I'm always anxious to see who's running the control board each day. And let me look. Oh, my goodness. It's the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Yes, that's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. He'd like to say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. And Frank would like us to be more open and honest. So I just want to let you know that I really need to poop right now. Really badly.
All right. When did I ever say... Hold it. When did I... Stop the music. When did I ever say we need to be more... How could you be more open and honest in this show? When did I ever say we need to be more open and honest?
That was the funniest thing you've said in 8 months.
I never said
Limey,
that.
Limey. Dump that.
It's too late.
Dump it.
No,
too late.
When did I ever say...
You didn't. I just needed something to lead into me needing to poop.
Oh, wow. Is it so bad that you actually have to get up right now?
No, it's right now.
If you leave the mics on, we'll just talk.
Wow. Right? No, it's actually at the point. Well, no, I can't, like, go here at the work. You know, I've got to, like, go at my own toilet. But it's where I can't tell the difference if it's a fart or if it's actual.
Oh, okay. You're good. Okay. All right. Edit this out. Edit all this out. Edit it out right now. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
He is Trevor Limey Phillips, and he'd like to say hello to the audience and not tell you he's got the poop. Go out ahead now.
Hello, everyone.
God. You know what?
Today is the day that I'm glad I'm isolated.
Yeah, we're glad you're isolated every day. Every day, we're glad you're isolated. Wow, he's actually not on the road right now. He's in the studio, and I'm glad because I never know until I get in here. I wonder, well, is he northbound? Is he southbound? Is he westbound? Or is he...
He's bound and down.
Yeah! Woo! Give me a minute.
Now he's studio bound, and he's here to do his segment in just mere moments. He is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for not adding that you also needed to do something.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, in the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right. This guy is the guy you turn to for two things. Top of the hour, between 3 and 6, you turn to him for news. What's going on in the world? What's happening? And then the rest of the day, and I mean the rest of the day, like even in the middle of the night, you turn to him when you need a special kind of work to be done. That's right, the work. A private investigation, the same work that Jim Rockford did on the Rockford Files, only he does it better. Tim Woodburn, private investigator, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping a lot of AM and the PM listeners, actually, lately. And if you have something going on in your life, need to find somebody for any reason whatsoever, you can email me, and we can talk about that for free. My email is tim@gatewaypi.net. And, Frank, I know how you're always telling us you want us to be open and honest on this show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that Limey's nipple hurts, and it stings when he pees, too.
Okay. Thank you for that. And you're welcome. Had something in the Playhouse you wanted to share, right?
I do.
Don't let me forget that.
Okay.
Jump in there and make sure I don't forget it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat boy, hang on, he's trying to tell me something. Okay, the maybe Limey wouldn't have to do this if he'd eaten more what?
Cheese.
Okay, well, that
blocks
something, to that. That's what I hear anyway. How about it for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra?
Why would the nipple be stinging? That's what I want to know.
Why does it sting when you pee?
It doesn't.
No, I said your nipple hurts. It stings when you pee.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Listen.
I still don't get why the nipple
what
would
stings?
Hurt. He said his nipple hurts and his...
I said your nipple hurts.
Yeah, like my nipple hurts, which I don't know why it would. And it burns when I pee. Like the nipple part I didn't get.
I don't get any of this.
I don't
how would he know if it burns when you pee? And if it does, by the way, that's called syphilis.
Chlamydia or gonorrhea, but no, there's no burning when I pee.
Doesn't chlamydia sound like it should be a woman's name? Like yes. like a pretty name?
Like a wrestler. I think it'd be a good name for
does
a female wrestler.
Sound like a pretty name.
No,
the lovely chlamydia.
I think it could be like a southern name. My stars. You don't know my name? My name is Chlamydia von Vanderhurst the Fourth. I'm Chlamydia von Dyke.
I think
I'm on the board of our church. Chlamydia. It's like a woman's name to me.
I think it'd be a good name for a stripper.
Oh, it would be.
Hey, fellas, get out of your ass and move your glass. It's the lovely Chlamydia on stage one.
Okay, you've worked at those places. What exactly is Chlamydia? How's it different from like gonorrhea, syphilis?
Is that the one that you can't cure? I know syphilis you can't
cure. Be careful when you say cunt.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Cunt, yeah. Be real careful.
Can't. Can't.
Yeah,
especially when we're talking about chlamydia.
Exactly. Exactly. Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, now, a man is going to take us somewhere. I'm sorry. Don't email me and go, what was that about? I can't even begin to explain it. I'll just keep moving here. He is brought to you by Window World. Number one, they get two plugs now. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know that now that you did what you just did, which nobody can understand what we're talking about, I now will never do that. What you were telling me not to do, I'll never do it. Because of that, that had impact. That had tremendous impact.
Oh, good man.
Should I try to tell people what it was?
Yeah,
I think
please.
A lot of people
I'll explain it pretty quickly.
All right, go ahead.
When Frank was introducing Bill, Frank introduces Bill, and Frank gets a big kick out of the fact that the laugh track, or the clap track that we play for Bill includes about three people, whereas everybody else's clap track has like 1,000 people in an audience. Right? So every time Frank introduces Bill, Frank claps.
Yeah.
Which drowns out the three people that are actually clapping for Bill. So I'm leaning back in my chair as Frank's getting ready to introduce Bill, and I'm leaning back and I have my wingspan 6 feet out trying to symbolize to Frank, keep your hands apart, don't clap.
Oh, Tim is,
while we're on the air, creating a sign language, his own kind of sign language, trying to give me a sign, don't clap. And he has his arms as far apart as he can get them. I didn't know if you were showing me you had underarm stains. I didn't get it. So
I had no idea what it was either.
Well, now we know, and now we will never add to Bill's scant little clap track, as Tim calls it. Take us anywhere. Go ahead.
And if you're watching on 11.2, you would have seen it.
That's right.
Same three people.
That's right. So not necessarily a destination today, but I want to talk about some food specialties. So we all know, obviously, St. Louis, known for toasted ravioli. You go up to Philadelphia, and they got the Philly cheesesteak.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you been able to finally solve the mystery? Who actually was, or what was the restaurant that was the toasted ravioli originator?
Yes. So
because about five restaurants claim it.
I believe it's Mama's on the Hill. I believe that, and it was Mama. They call it Mama's on the Hill now, but it used to be Mama.
But they can't prove it, can they?
Well, who can?
Because I was in a restaurant last week, and I had toasted ravioli, and I said, "No, this is not bad." And they said, "Oh, it ought to be good. We're the originators." And I thought, "Wait a minute."
The story is that, in a nutshell, that the ravioli fell into the deep fryer, and then somebody said, "Oh, we can't waste this." Blah blah blah. So they started giving it to people just to give it away, and people liked it. So then they started making more, and it became a thing.
That could be true.
Yeah,
but
and honestly, it could have happened in more than one spot. I mean, that seems like a fairly
And here's the deal: who cares? Because it's good. I've had toasted ravioli at places where they said, you know, it all started here, but their toasted ravioli wasn't as good as some other toasted ravioli I've had.
You know, it started because of an accident.
He just said that.
I just said that.
He just told
you
weren't
flapping your arms in the air. You heard that.
I'm just making sure that you caught it.
No, he just told the story.
I know he did, Frank. That's what made it funny.
Hey, Frank, do you want to know how toasted raviolis first started?
See, it's not funny now.
Apparently, they fell in a fryer.
You can't do the same bit three times in a row.
You can.
You're being too open. Stop being so open.
Go ahead.
All right, so just a few of these. I have five of them real quick. So Minneapolis is known for something called the Juicy Lucy. Has anyone had the Juicy Lucy? So this is it's a hamburger. It's a cheeseburger, I guess. But instead of putting cheese on top or on the bottom of the patty, it's actually the cheese is inside of the meat patty.
Huh. I don't like the sound of that.
How do they do
it's
that?
It's kind of a
they
popular thing.
It's
kind of
like I've had those, aren't there hot dogs with cheese in them? Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, that's in Minneapolis. There's a couple of places you can get it there. Louisville, Kentucky is known for something called hot browns. Has anyone heard of this?
I have. I've had them. Oh. I've had
them. Yeah, you were.
I'm about to make some.
Trevor has them.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you right now, they're disgusting.
Nope.
I have not had. It's been around for over 100 years. It's a sandwich, turkey and bacon, spiced up with tomatoes, mushroom slices, and even canned peaches at times. So check that out. Now
it's the cream over it that's gross. They're served with like this white cream sauce. And, it's nasty. Take it back.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they need a better name. That's not a good name.
For 100 years, they've called it hot brown.
Are you going to mention what's it called in New Orleans? What do they call them?
Beignets.
Beignets.
No, I'm just going to mention a few that people may not have heard of. Now this one is from Nebraska, and Trevor might be part of this also in a few minutes. It's called a Runza.
Another bad name.
Yeah, also a bad name.
Another bad name.
Is that
name?
Like the hot Carl?
It's sort of like.
No, I'm serious. That's a horrible name.
It is a horrible name. It's sort of like a Hot Pockets. You know, you've heard of the Hot Pockets. Okay, so it's got ground beef, onions, and cabbage, which I don't like.
Man, if they just leave the cabbage out. Yeah. I like onions. I like ground beef.
All right. Cincinnati.
Oh,
maybe some people.
Oh no,
this
is chili.
The chili, Skyline chili.
Horrible.
I am not a chili fan, but I have heard from a lot of people that have had. But that it's not good, but they have like over 100 restaurants around.
I don't get it. Somebody brought us at the other station some cans of the Skyline chili.
Yeah.
The best way I can describe it, it's like if you took some kind of chili and put it in a blender and pureed it. Is that the word? Puree.
Yeah.
And just to the where it's just a finely ground.
It's like the chili sauce of QT that I put on the hot. It's real finely, and then they just lob tons of shredded cheese on the top. You can't even see the hot dog.
But the chili itself wasn't even that good.
It'd
be different
if it's not chili. It's chili sauce. Yeah, is what it is.
It's like it's loaded with cinnamon or something too. It's bad.
And the last one, I think everybody by now has heard of hot chicken, right? You've all heard Nashville hot chicken?
Nope.
No.
Really? No one? Okay. Nope. So this is a big deal, and it's popping up around the country. A lot of restaurants have it. I can't remember where I was recently. I think somewhere in Wisconsin, some restaurant had it there. But it did start in Tennessee, and there is a place to go that's sort of the place that it started, and it's Prince's Hot Chicken Shack. And this place has been around since 1930. They only accept cash payment, and the chicken is cooked to order in varying degrees of hotness. So it's hot, medium, or extra hot, which they say will make you cry if you get the extra hot.
I have to share this text with you. This is, we used to work with a woman named Judy Martin. Judy the cutie. Yeah. All right. I love Judy. In a sexual way. And she's, here's what she says. We're talking about Skyline. She said, watch it. Like a warning. Oh. I love Skyline chili.
Oh.
And that cheese is what makes it. That was directed at you, Tim.
Oh.
And she says it has cinnamon and chocolate in it.
Oh.
Chocolate.
Well, Judy, I still love you, but cinnamon and chocolate don't belong in chili. They just don't. I love cinnamon and I love chocolate. Not in chili. So, Judy, thank you for the warning. I love the beginning. Watch it. Yeah. She's bossy.
You should tell her to send you a photo wearing nothing but two bowls of Skyline chili.
See, I wouldn't do that because I have tremendous respect for
her. I'll send her one. Okay. I don't have any respect
then,
for her.
And then if she sends it, you the picture, give me a copy.
Right, I'll get to you.
I enjoyed working with Judy. And still enjoy the ongoing affair I'm having with her. So, anything else? Is that it?
That is it. Right. If you want more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill. Oh, my goodness. I just did it. I clapped along after all that.
I know you did.
Even I don't
know.
No,
let's keep talking about it. It's so inside, yet...
We've just got to break the habit. That's
I'm disappointed in myself.
You just broke a promise. You said you'd never do it again, and 5 minutes later, you did it again.
I know.
You're a liar.
Broke a promise.
Let's redo the close. Edit that out. We're going to redo the close.
Radio edit.
Okay, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
No, Bill, come on. Uh-oh. Now you ruined it. You ruined your own unembarrassing clap track.
I got a really nice email. In fact, it's complimentary to everybody, all of you, and I will share it. Yeah.
What?
Share it with you. It says, Frank, you were talking about Yellowstone on the Paramount Network. That's the thing that we talked with Buffa about yesterday with Kevin Costner. As you said a few days ago, you had Dish Network. Paramount is on Dish. By the way, Don, who wrote this, I know that. My wife told me that, but thank you. He says it's on Dish, Channel 241. You can also see Yellowstone there. You don't need to stream it as long as you have the proper programming that you're paying for from Dish. I plan to watch it myself. Frank, the show is better than ever. I've had some health issues lately, and it makes my day by giving me a laugh when things are not going so well. Thanks to you and the gang, that's all of you,
you're the gang,
for all you do to make the day of many people every day. It's great to listen and laugh now and then, rather than just all political talk that's on most of the other stations. I have not listened to the other station since you left.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for the laugh and making life a little better each afternoon. No, Don, thank you, because Don has been listening a long, long time, and I've had emails from Don before. And, Don, I hope you are better and well and stay with us for a long, long time. We don't need to be losing any listeners. Larry Connors comes on in about, 20, 30 minutes. And here's a little bit of what he's going to have tonight. He's on 6 to 8, Larry Connors, USA. President Trump
sign an executive order to stop separating families at the border, but will this quiet complaints? My answer to that is no. No, it won't. They'll find something else. Actor Peter Fonda says he wants somebody to rip Barron Trump from his mother and put him in a cage with pedophiles.
Oh my God. What?
Whoa.
You know, this is the kind of stupid... First of all, Peter Fonda's career was dead 30 years ago. So this is his way, I guess, of getting attention and going, hey, everybody, I'm still out here.
Dumb question. What relation is he to Jane Fonda?
It's a brother. His brother. It's her brother.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And that's the kind of crap that celebrities can get away with. And I'm not sure why, but they get a pass for some reason. Next month, Nevada, if you live there, you're supposed to call it Nevada, that's what they call it, will carry out its first execution in 12 years. And in this case, the inmate wants to die. Larry, we'll have phones open for your comments. I think where he's headed with this is there will be people that try to stop it. If the guy wants to die, and he's actually a horrible scumbag criminal, then just kill him. But we'll see how that goes. A Michigan woman... It looks like, this is unbelievable, it looks like she might have killed her ex-lover and served him at a neighborhood barbecue.
Oh!
Have you ever seen Fried Green Tomatoes, the movie?
No.
With Kathy Bates and Jessica Tandy? Watch Fried Green Tomatoes. First of all, it's a really good movie, but just watch it. You'll know why I told you to watch it. And in the United States, cigarette smoking is at the lowest ever. I address this directly to you, Limestone, and to you, Dan, you cancer stick suckers. Lowest ever in Canada has set the official date to legalize marijuana. So a lot going on Larry Connors show. What do I have here? Bill, before the show, was telling me about, he went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, we're talking about chocolate, and I said, I don't think I've ever had a bad piece of milk chocolate. I don't care if it's just Hershey's, which is sort of considered, you know, the medium level chocolate. Then you get into Lindt chocolate and, what are some of those other?
Godiva.
Gillian.
Oh, Godiva. That's a good one. And I was wondering if you blindfolded me or anybody and said, here are six pieces of milk chocolate. Could you really tell the difference? Maybe in the texture. I think some of that foreign stuff is creamier a little bit. But there's no bad milk chocolate that I've ever tasted, anyway.
Yeah.
And then he said there's a place in Kansas City. Is Russell Stover the home of Russell Stover?
They're based in Kansas City. Their offices are.
And that's another one. Russell Stover. That's good. That's good chocolate. I don't get the dark chocolate thing. Well, yes, no. I sort of do, because people like my wife see some story where dark chocolate is better for you.
Yeah.
So she'll buy into that and she'll eat it.
How about white chocolate? Kit Kat makes a white Kit Kat now.
Yes. And could you blindfolded tell white chocolate?
I think I could.
Absolutely.
I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can or not.
There's more of a milkier taste to the white chocolate. It stands out.
More of a yogurty taste.
Yes. Okay, yogurty. Yes. That's the best. Yeah, yogurty. I like that word.
I just made it up.
I would go with that. Whitman's was the other one. Whitman's Sampler. That used to be a big seller. That was the big gift box you'd give people. And nobody wanted it because when you opened it, it had all the pieces you don't want.
Pink
cream in the middle. And yes, by the time you got it, all the nuts are gone, and it's just pink creams and other kind of creams and some other junk.
Did you ever just poke your finger in them? And just, oh, no, I don't want that one. No,
no,
I don't,
Dan,
want that.
We don't do that. You do that. Oh. Other people don't stick their fingers in people's chocolate candy. Last week, there was a guy in Ohio who has hepatitis C. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison because he spit at Cleveland police and medics. And I say, good. 18 months in prison for spitting because in Ohio, it is against the law to put blood or saliva, if you have hepatitis C, or I think if you're HIV positive, that's a felony. Good. It says it's a felony for people who know they have HIV or viral hepatitis or tuberculosis to intentionally expose another person to their blood, their semen, their urine, or their feces or any other bodily substance such as saliva with the intent to harass or threaten the person. So, I don't know about Missouri. But as far as I'm concerned, that would be fine all over the country if that was a felony. You shouldn't be doing that to people. This rapper who just was shot.
Oh, XXX.
Yeah, I got a great email from somebody, so I went online and I checked it out to make sure it was legit, and it was, because this stuff is from police records. This rapper, XXX Tentacion, who was just shot and killed. This guy, and yesterday I kept seeing all of these wonderful tributes and other rappers. Oh, my God, this is gone too soon. But no, I say good riddance. This guy, wow, I don't have to. I got three printed out single space pages on how horrible this guy was.
And he was only 20. He was 20
years
old.
He did a lot of bad stuff by the time he was only 20. Battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, witness tampering. He was about to be convicted on all kinds of things he'd been charged with.
He was a woman beater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. He beat his pregnant girlfriend and threatened to shove barbecue utensils into her vagina. I mean, no, this guy was sick. So I've said this before. Just because somebody passes away doesn't mean that people should start acting like, oh, well, he was turning his life around. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. It says, he slapped his girlfriend, broke her iPhone because she complimented a friend of his on his friend's jewelry. So he didn't like it. So he knocked her around, broke her phone, slapped her, went out of the room, returned with two barbecue grilling implements, a barbecue pitchfork and a barbecue cleaner, and says, you pick one because I'm going to shove that one up your vagina.
Oh.
Only I'm sure he didn't say vagina. So she did. He forced her to pick the fork, the barbecue fork. He told her to undress, and then he lightly dragged it across that part of her body just to frighten her, and it scared her to death, and he didn't, you know, penetrate her, but just the fact that he threatened her with it. I got all kinds of stuff here about him threatening to kill. Oh, my God. This is, yeah, so there you go. Tentacion, XXX Tentacion. Before you get too sad, maybe you ought to be thinking more like, hey, you know, good riddance. Used car prices, 13-year high. Used cars are worth more now than they have been in 13 years. What do you think is the average price paid right now in this country for a pre-owned car? The average price, round the room, limestone.
$10,000 to $11,000.
$12,000.
I'll say $7,500.
I was going to say $13,000.
$19,657. Wow. That's the average price. Yeah. The pre-owned car business is very, very good right now. And is there anything else I think you just need to know and can't live without? Yeah, this thing right here. I saw this. Russell Crowe. One, he's pretty fat right now.
And what's happened to him?
Chunked up.
Haven't heard much about him.
Chunked up pretty good. So he was at this charity screening of Gladiator because they re-released it or something. And so he was in Rome last week. And they screened it at the Colosseum. And they accompanied it with live musicians. They've done that here. They've done it at Powell Hall and Fox where they'll show a movie and then they'll have a live orchestra or something. But here's the part that got my attention. It says it's part of a fundraiser to benefit the End Polio Now program in Italy. What people don't realize is there's still polio.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about it. But it's not wiped out.
But there's a lot of new parents that have decided not to give their kids the immunizations, like the measles, the mumps and rubella, and the polio, and some other.
Is that some religious thing?
No, they just...
Okay, but that's like parents who, what are they, Christian Scientists or whatever?
I don't know.
Are those the people that go, we're not going to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to pray the illness away?
Yeah. Exactly. We don't believe in going to the doctor. Okay, then you'll just have to die. Let's see. We get the ladies in here. I guess we have time after the ladies and after Mike. We'll kick a couple things around. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy finally goes to the doctor at the insistence of his wife. He hasn't been for years and years and years and years. And he's not feeling right. And his wife finally convinces him to just get a thorough physical. So They have a family doctor, family friend, and even their friend, the doctor, said, Bob, you know, I always use Bob. I just like the name Bob. Bob, when are you ever going to come in and get a physical? Oh, I'll get in one day. Well, finally, after years and years and years, he does go in because he's not feeling right. And they were on all kinds of tests. It's a thorough physical. And they get the results back, and the doctor says, Bob, I need you to come down here to the office. He goes, well, hey, Doc, how about all the tests? How's everything looking? He goes, you need to come down. And your wife, you might want to bring your wife with you. Well, that does, you know, that's usually not good. So he goes to the doctor's office. They sit down. And the doctor says, you know, Bob, he says, your wife has tried to get you to come in and just get checked out for a long, long time. And I've even mentioned it to you, and you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't do it, and now you've come in, and I don't know how else to put this to you, but you're dying, and you do not have much time at all. I mean, you really don't have much time. Bob says, wow. And there's nothing that we... He says, no, there's nothing can be done. You've waited to the point where it's just, I'm sorry, but you're going to go, and you're going to go real soon. Bob says, well, what does that mean? Like, real soon? Like, how long do you think I have? And the doctor says, 10. Bob says, 10 what? 10 years, 10 days, 10 months. Doctor says, 9, 8. Hi there, Frank O'Pinion. In Europe at the moment, that sounds so strange to say that because I've never been there till now. First Community Credit Union. A couple of things that I want you not to forget while we're gone. One, home improvement project, like put in a pool, build a new deck, landscaping, you get the idea. Four Seasons room, whatever. Don't have the cash? First Community Credit Union has an answer to that, has a solution for that. It's called Home Equity Line of Credit. Look into it, because it's the smart way to borrow money to add to something to your house to make it more livable, more valuable, more enjoyable. So don't forget about that. Home Equity Line of Credit, First Community Credit Union. Okay, got a wedding coming up? Wedding loan. First Community Credit Union. Got your eye on a new motorcycle, new boat, car? First Community Credit Union. So basically, it comes down to this. It's a great place to bank, and all the things you do at any traditional sort of bank, you can do at First Community Credit Union. We just think they do it better. We, meaning the members. So why don't you join us and become a member? It's not a big deal. It's not hard to do. You close your accounts at your bank, go, hey, I'm out of here. I am going to become a member of First Community Credit Union. We'd love to have you. Over 40 locations. Number one, well, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Number one in that respect and lots of other respects. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Now for a look at traffic in the 5 o'clock hour.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Accident southbound 55 at Butler Hill. Then your heavy southbound 55 between M and Z. A crash westbound 44 before Antire. Traffic jams at Lindbergh. Earlier accident westbound 64 at Mason. You're also backed up at Lindbergh. Accidents westbound 70 at Air Flight and northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. At Farmers Insurance, they know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle, bird poop, drone. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
All right, and that's it. We are pretty much done here. I believe, Quentin, you're going to give us a brief sports report, and then we're going to talk to Mike Evans, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so here it is for the last time, and it's been an absolute pleasure having you in here with me, mate. I could not have done it without you. So, all right, here we go. It's time for sports with Quinton.
St. Louis Cardinals opened their three-game series against Seattle last night. Jack Flaherty started on the mound as he allowed 4 runs off 7 hits and 4 2/3 work. Jose Martinez did his best to keep the Redbirds in the game with a solo home run in the first and sixth inning, but in the bottom of the eighth, Seattle's Tim Beckman launched a ball deep to left field, which became the deciding factor. Cards lose 5-4. You can catch them tonight on Fox Sports Midwest with the opening pitch scheduled around 9:10. Adam Wainwright is on mound as he is opposed by Seattle's Mike Leake. The FIFA's Women's World Cup Finals is set. Netherlands defeated Sweden with a 99th minute goal to win 1-0. That means the third place game will feature England and Sweden, which will kick off this Saturday at 10 a.m. And then USA goes for their second straight World Cup as they will face the Netherlands Sunday, also at 10 a.m. All times are local, and this has been your final sports update with Quentin Cornegay.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go. Well done. Well done indeed. All right. I didn't really see the point in why they're doing the whole third player who gets to be third or anything. You looking for Mike Evans' phone number? Yeah, you are. You brought it into me, mate. I've got it right here. Yeah. Come on into the studio and get it while I talk about soccer for a couple of minutes, which kind of hurts me to say because it's not soccer, it's football. But we're not going to get into that right now. So, I don't know, the whole third place thing, I probably will watch it because it'd be nice to see England playing one last game against Sweden. Hopefully they'll win, but I just don't really see the point in the third ranking, you know? Did they win? Nope. Did they come second? That's what really matters. So this is it. We've got 15 minutes left. We're going to talk to Mike Evans. We're going to come back, and if we got some free time, we're going to go through some 4th of July facts with Quentin, and that's pretty much going to be it. But I can tell you, today has been a really interesting show. Can't believe I gave out the wrong phone numbers for the past few days. That's bound to happen. And then we had Johnny Lundoff and Dr. Doug in the studio with us together, and Johnny got phone calls about truck questions. I love it. I love it. Like, listeners calling in, man, if you've ever got a question and this show is going on, you are more than welcome to call in. More than welcome. Absolutely. All right. Without further ado, let us go to Mike Evans. In fact, right, Quentin, I gave you the Annie Gunn sponsor, right? So now you're going to have to read it out. No, it's not that one. It's another sheet. You should see it. You've got it.
You didn't hand it to me.
Did I not? Oh, no, I didn't. It's here in my hand. I'm just messing with you, keeping you on the toes. All right. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, located in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed on Mondays, and reservations are absolutely recommended for dinner and not a bad idea for lunch. Remember, gift cards to Annie Gunn's can be purchased year-round, and they always make a great present. So without further ado, here is Mike Evans.
What's that, Frank?
He still is not back in town. Nah, it's still me.
Tell Blimey he's fired. Too many mistakes, wrong phone number, what? I'll get him. Hi, Blimey, what up, homie?
What's up, Mike? How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, homie. Give you a little heckle there, homie. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I can't believe it, man. I mean, I don't think I've been giving it out for the last 3 days, because if I had, people would have jumped on me immediately, being like, hey, you're an idiot. But they got me today. I gave out the wrong phone number, and you know what? I'm an idiot. You know, I'm fine with that. I'm honest. I'm cool.
Come on. Hey, in celebration of summer, this week's Pop Quiz theme, summer vacations today. If you are going to be driving somewhere, these are the four states with the absolute worst drivers. Per capita, most accidents, most tickets given, most drunk drivers, most fatalities, most unlicensed drivers. These are the four worst, but which is the worst? New Mexico, Louisiana, Alaska, South Carolina. Answer in a minute. Hope everybody has a great 4th of July. My affiliate up in Montana, the bear country in Montana, little Johnny Michael, says the best party thrown every 4th of July is thrown by former owner of the San Francisco 49ers, Eddie DiBartolo. And apparently he has a mansion on the Flathead Lake, which is really gorgeous up there, and has most of the old 49ers come in for the fireworks and for the weekend. I didn't even know he was still alive. I'm glad to hear
well,
that.
Well, good for him, being a nice person throwing a party.
Like throwing a party. What are you doing the 4th of July, homie?
4th of July, I'm probably going to be hanging out with some friends. Going to go take my dad to see some fireworks, you know. I'm just really enjoying my day off and relaxing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Movie Friday. You know, I recommend Spider-Man Far Away From Home. I recommend Rocket Man. Yesterday, Toy Story 4. But a new movie coming out called Midsommar. S-O-M-M-A-R, Midsommar.
Right.
Opens today. And to be honest, I wish I never would have seen it.
Is it that
bad? You know, decades and decades and decades ago, I took some magic mushrooms one time, and I had a really, really bad trip.
Okay.
Couldn't sleep, throwing up, had an uneasy feeling for days. That horrible trip would be a day at Disneyland, a week at the beach, and hitting the lottery compared to this sick, disturbing, disgusting, psychotic movie.
What is it about exactly? Because I've heard it, and it's heard to be it, like I've heard it described as some mind-bending thriller. Would you
it's
say that's the case?
It's about this couple that goes to Sweden for this festival that you have every 90 years, and it gets into some real twisted sex things, and
okay.
And Rotten Tomatoes loved it. They loved it. Hmm. They called it very, very artful, very cutting edge. I call it very crappy. For me, I'm sorry. They just my opinion. Rated R, 101 minutes, 0 stars.
Mm.
Wow.
Terrible.
Okay. Not a big fan.
Terrible. I mean, it's just don't waste your time.
Okay.
But again, the critics and their opinion,
well, they
artfully done.
They always say whenever a movie is crap, but it's got that artistic sense or some, like, you know, director with an artsy name, they always say, oh, it's very artistically done. It's very well. Maybe you can, like, you know, understand the message that it's trying to show. Just be honest. Be like, hey, this movie was kind of a dud.
Exactly. This movie's a big dud. By the way, you know, I'm not from England.
Right.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. Okay.
Well, Bray's there, yeah.
I think that, what's her name, acting like she's sipping tea.
Alex Morgan, yeah.
Alex, I thought that was in very poor taste. That's another reason I hope American women lose.
Well, they've got the Netherlands tomorrow. I did think it was a bit, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, did you really have to take a dig at the English? I mean, you just scored... You know, like, what was...
Well, I mean,
it was a
act like you've been there. Act like you've been there. Show a little class.
Right. You know like, it's about bringing the countries together, and...
I mean, yeah, they're our biggest ally. They're our closest friend. I mean, it's, you know... First you got Rapponi ripping over,
right.
Pee on herself. Then you got this. I mean, you know, why take... You know, show a little class to your opponent.
Like, I think it was, you can be a sore winner. You know, like, you were winning, relax, man, just take the pride in it. You don't have to show off. There was no need for that dig.
No need for that. I mean, you know, I mean, if it was Russia, or they were doing this.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah, man. Knock yourself out, you know? Pretend like you're doing a shot of vodka or something.
Iran or something, but I mean,
right.
England's our best friend. I mean... Next to Canada, although we do have that idiot Trudeau up there, but that's Hollywood Cash Cow Award goes to the movie Ma, which I did like. Stars Octavia Spencer. The movie cost $5 million to make. So far, it's made $61 million.
Whoa.
And they still have the pay-per-view and rentals that they'll make money. But, you know, they always talk about these movies making $100, $200 million, $300 million. Well, that's all well and good, but they usually cost $150, $200, $300
million. Right.
This thing cost $5 million and it's made $61. It'll probably end up making about $125 million for a $5 million investment.
Wow. Wow, that's absolutely great.
Over 320,000 people have moved out of California this year.
That doesn't actually surprise me.
132,000 have moved out of California. U-Haul truck from California to Arizona to New Mexico or to Texas costs $1,465 to rent a truck from California to one of those three states. But to rent a truck from any of those three states back to California, $100.
No way.
$100 because they're running out of trailers and trucks. They need them back in California.
Right.
And there's not that many people going back, so
wow.
They would almost... I heard there were cases where they paid people to take the trailer back.
Wow. Just like their job is to actually just take a trailer back for the day.
I know.
Man.
I know.
Well, you're one of those people. You left and went down to Dallas. You know, do you prefer it down in Dallas or do you miss home?
Well, my home will always be Hawaii. Okay. California, I mean, I lived, you know, 20 years, and then I went back a bunch of times and lived for 2 or 3 years of time here and there. But Hawaii and California are my homes, and Hawaii is above everything. But California, I terribly miss the weather, the ocean. But other than that, I don't miss a thing. The politics, the traffic, the tax. They just raised the taxes, gasoline taxes, again.
Again?
16 cents a gallon.
Ooh.
They go up next month.
Whoa. All right, what's up? I wonder what the final price is now for a gallon of gas in California.
It's around $4.80, $4.90.
Yeesh, that would not work here in Missouri. You'd have people rioting.
It's just, it's horrible. I met some people. Cheryl and I met some people today. I just moved here from Riverside, which is really a horrible part of California. But that's another story.
All right, yeah, save that for another day.
So, and finally.
Okay, right on.
You've done a good job this week, homie. You've done a very good job.
Thank you. It's been a fun experience. I'm not going to lie. Like, you go from having the quality of Frank, Tim, Dan, and myself, and then all you're getting is just me with a lot of help from you, Quinton. Thank you, buddy.
I got a text from Frank about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, yeah?
He was in France on his way to Switzerland.
Oh. I guess they're going from France to Switzerland and then leaving from Switzerland. I thought it was vice versa.
No, they're in France. I said, are you going to the soccer game? He just said, no, absolutely not.
Shame.
Where's the worst drivers? Louisiana, New Mexico, Alaska, South Carolina.
I'm going to go.
Oh, and a heads up, I won't be here Friday, just to let you know.
You're not going to be here Friday? Well, damn, that upsets me.
You can call, but we'll just talk.
I'll tell you what, I'll just text you. We can chat for a little bit, just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Right? Seem like a good idea? All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with New Mexico.
I'm going with Louisiana.
All right.
Number 4, Louisiana. Number 3, New Mexico. Number 2, South Carolina, but by far the worst is Alaska.
Alaska. Really? Now, that surprises me. Yeah. I thought they were all nice and polite up there.
No, you know what they are up there?
What?
Drunks.
Well, I mean, there's not really much to do in Alaska, is there?
No. That is the single number one problem in Alaska. Everybody up there is either drunk or on drugs. It's been that way for 30, 40 years.
Wow. Got to stay warm somehow.
Yeah, right.
Everybody have a great 4th of July. Now, next time we talk, let's make sure everybody has the same number of fingers that you have now. Don't blow off any fingers or anything. And everybody just have a great time. The highlight of my day is talking to you guys. You guys are doing a great job. I'll talk to you on Friday. It won't be a reporter. It'll just be a little talking story. Till then, Mike Evans, see you.
Bye, Mike. All right. Well, there goes Mike. We're out. I'm going to have to talk over Randy Newman, but there you go. That happens. Quinton, again, thank you very much, mate.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
You've been an absolute star, not going to lie. I'm out of here. Don't worry. Everything's going to be back to normal on Monday. I'm sure they're going to have plenty of stories to tell us and just kind of like, you know, fill us in on what they've been up to in Europe. So have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Stay safe out there. I'll see you Monday.
My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Sam, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jansen, and you're listening to 5-9 and the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9andthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
This is the Cam Jansen Show.
This one fed by Pandolfo to Jansen up the wing and a drive. Score! Cam Jansen told me today, he said you're probably going to see this.
Now we have a fight. Jansen and Downey. There's a left by Jansen. Another left. Now the right by Jansen.
And Cam Jansen comes out of the penalty box and scores a memorable goal.
This is the Cam Jansen Show.